Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Dorian from Virginia with the question. Hi, Dorian, how are you? Hi, Dorian, you there? Oh, looks like I don't have the audio. All right, once we get Dorian up, but we want to talk to her. So we're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, this is sad. We have basically gotten to the point where we have vaccines. We have figured out how to treat COVID, whether it's with monoclonal antibodies, whether it's with a regimen in the hospital where sometimes they'll use Zithromax, steroids, vitamin zinc, vitamin C, Pepcid, aspirin, blood thinners to prevent clots, oxygen, breathing treatments, flipping people on their stomach. And, I mean, I got to hand it to hospitals and hand it to the medical experts. They have done an amazing job figuring this out. And then the vaccine rollout. We have been able to roll out the vaccines to the degree that I never even think we would achieve. Yet, sadly, here we are with variants. Here we are with resurgences. And one thing we're going to talk about today is, one, Tokyo looks like is going into their fourth state of emergency, and Japan will not be able to allow spectators to come to the Olympics. We're seeing South Korea have, sadly, a spike in cases. Mongolia surrounding China, huge spike in cases. North Korea, I believe, is also reporting spike in cases. UK, America is bracing for more. And I'm frustrated. And I think a lot of you all are frustrated because we understand that there could be pathogens and pandemics can last a good couple years. But this is 2021. We have some of the best, I get people on the job. We have some of the best medicine. We have some of the best things at our disposal. We have means to block, needs to filter and means to prevent one room from having germs come from another. I mean, this is not 1918. I mean, what we have been able to do in 1919 and when the Spanish flu came, what we have been able to do is surpass anything that anything has ever done. And if you kind of look at it, it looks like we're just still following the same path. Why is that? Let's see if we got our guest. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dorian, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Dorian, sweetie. Hi. Yeah, what's your question?
My dad has an infection under his fingernail, and he's in tremendous pain because the nail was removed. Can you give any advice or suggestions to get him better and relieve the pain?
Okay, now, you said the nail has been removed, so the
yes.
Infection, and what does the finger look like?
Well, it's a finger without a nail on there. It was recently removed because the doctor wanted to know what bacteria was under there. When she lanced it, she was not able to get anything out, so
okay.
She removed the nail. Yeah.
Okay. And then, was it the toenail or the fingernail?
Fingernail.
Fingernail. Because you know how yeah. The infection, an infected fingernail, it'll look really white, or you'll have this big round circle of white. That's gone now because the nail's gone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Good. And so is it red? Is it swollen? Is it oozy?
He said around it is swollen.
Okay. And then did they give him any antibiotics?
Yes. she gave it to, she told him after 5 days he needs to use these antibiotics.
Okay.
I don't know which one.
Okay, did that help at all?
I think he started them yesterday. He hasn't given me any word on that yet.
Okay, okay. So losing a fingernail is very, very painful. In fact, when people torture, you know, spies in countries, they'll rip off fingernails. So there is no doubt it's very, very painful. It unfortunately can cloud the prognosis of the finger, because if you're in a lot of pain, we don't know if it's the infection or if it's just you lost a nail. Losing a nail is, or just even cracking or breaking a nail, is very, very painful. So if the redness, if the swelling, if the oozing isn't going away with the antibiotics, he's got to get himself checked out, and the doctor has to look at it. Most doctors, when they remove the nail, they'll do a 48-hour follow-up. Like, if I ever have to remove a toenail, I'll have the patient come back in 48 hours to make sure it's healing and it's not getting worse. If there's been a delay on the antibiotics, then they might wait another day or two till the antibiotics get started. But usually whenever a nail is removed, we'll have them follow up. Sometimes there's certain dressings we could put on the nail bed to soothe it and to decrease infection, because it's wide open. If the infection isn't going away, then they need to look at fungus as a possible reason. Sometimes there could be skin cancers that happen underneath the nail, very, very rare. But if it was an infection and the nail got removed, it's going to be painful, but it's just the doctor's usually supposed to watch it pretty closely.
Okay. Thanks for that info.
No worries, Dorian. Any other questions for us?
Well, I actually did have another one regarding the vaccine. Actually, it was an ad I heard on the radio while listening to your program and other health shows. And I think the site is unveilingthem.com. And they were speaking about some of the deficiencies that occur based on certain things in vaccines. I don't know. I don't remember the exact article, but I wanted to know if you can brief us a little more on that.
Okay. Thank you, Dorian. Yeah, some people are concerned that getting the vaccine will cause you to be deficient. There's been some theories that one could be deficient in vitamins or deficient in immunity. And so at this point, we don't have enough data, because we haven't had people on the vaccines long enough to see if they do actually start to, you know, lose any of those things. As the mRNA vaccines are built and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine are built, it's not supposed to take away from any of our vitamin stores or things like that, but it is a theory that's being entertained by some. It's just, I think it's too early to tell. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey, guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So money makes the world go around. And I don't like to accuse people or even countries of things. I don't really like to be a conspiracy theorist. But I do like to consider theories and consider ulterior motives when it comes to something that affects me. Now, you know, things happen in countries and horrible things happen. And as much as we want to help, you know, it's not on us to try to decide, you know, which conspiracy theory is true and who's doing what. But once we as Americans are getting involved, and once we as Americans now have a lot of skin in the game, not to mention a respiratory tree in the game, when it comes to COVID, I want to make sure that every single theory has been investigated, has been ruled out, has been really given it the attention it deserves. And so you'll notice I've been bringing up the Olympics a lot, okay? And it's not because the Tokyo Olympics that got postponed in 2020 got moved to 2021. I believe it starts July 23rd and ends August 8th. But my attention is on the Beijing Olympics, which is in 7 months. And COVID has cost Japan now at least, I think, $15 billion. I don't know exactly the amounts because Japan has now gone on a state of emergency. Apparently, it's fourth because it has elevated a rise in cases. So in Japan, the Olympics are still moving forward, but no spectators. No spectators means Japan gets crushed economically, Tokyo especially, temporarily from this. You invest billions of dollars. I had misspoke a couple weeks ago. I said they were set to lose millions. They're going to lose billions because you can't have the, you know, you can't have the, you know, all the crowds and all the tourism. If you're having spectators, then you're also having tourism. And then all this money is being dumped into the city. Not happening. Hotels, all that. So it's almost like a mini lockdown, except they have the athletes and maybe some close family there. If you look at the numbers of COVID cases, we're hearing that South Korea is having a rise. North Korea has even been open about having cases. Remember, North Korea said we haven't had one case. Meanwhile, all of Asia was being decimated with COVID. North Korea's like, we're good. Nobody believed them, but they've been keeping their numbers quiet, but even they have brought up that they've had COVID cases. India has had huge rises with the Delta variant. Mongolia is, I think, having one of the highest outbreaks of COVID. You know, when you look at the map and when you look at the numbers, China, looking COVID-free. In fact, it almost looks like there's been nothing going on since the spring. Now, good for China. I hope that, you know, that we have a country that can be COVID-free. That's wonderful. But we need answers on COVID. We need answers on the origin. We need to know why an outbreak started in a country. Even if we're going to take a step back from the theory of the Wuhan lab leak and go, okay, you know what? Benefit of the doubt. A natural occurring virus. We need to have access to China. We needed it a year and a half ago because I really think this all started in August 2019. And there's this just, I don't know, feeling of lack of transparency that just keeps brewing. And if a country is hosting the Olympics, and I believe China has put in over $40 billion into the Beijing Olympics that's going to happen in 7 months, do you think we're going to have a lot of transparency? So while all these countries surrounding China are dealing with cases rising, Japan is dealing with cases rising, China's like, we're good. Now, somebody could say China's lucky. Maybe China has had a robust vaccination campaign. Okay, they have. I believe they have the Sinovac. And let me just double check what China's been doing. All right. Meanwhile, Japan has about 14.5% of their country fully vaccinated. China said last month that they had vaccinated, or they had at least given 778 million doses to their population of 1.4 billion. So at least 55% as of last month had at least one dose of that vaccine. And they are using the CoronaVac and the Sinopharm vaccine. So somebody in America might be looking at the map. They might be looking at the cases of COVID in China going, wait, why aren't we using their inactivated virus vaccine similar to the flu shot? If China is the only country that is looking white, where all the other country has shades of color for the indicating case load and case amounts of COVID, why aren't we using their vaccines? Well, CNBC did an analysis, and they found that multiple countries having huge spikes in COVID cases fighting the Delta variant are the same countries using the Chinese vaccines. So you start to put all this together and you start to go, what the heck is going on here? So China is appearing that they look pandemic free, they're good. They're touting that their vaccination protocol is on it. Meanwhile, analyses is looking at these countries going, wait a second, there's something wrong here. I don't know if we trust these vaccines. And then you have Japan who actually has to go on to another state of emergency. Now, somebody could say, look, the Beijing Olympics is 7 months away. So much can change. The virus can weaken. The virus can strengthen. What are the experts predicting? Well, the experts are predicting in the northern hemisphere during the winter, we are going to have a surge of variant, which is why there's such a rush to vaccinate. They also think flu is going to come back because COVID isn't going to be able to compete with flu. So if it's weakened and if we're vaccinated. So we are expecting a nasty winter. And that's when the Beijing Olympics, starts February 2nd, I believe. February 4th is the opening ceremony, but some of the games and practice sessions are, I think, on the 2nd of February. I just have a feeling that what we're going to hear from the Chinese camp is we're all good. Not a lot of cases. We're good. We're good. Now, for those of you who care about the Olympics and care about the health of the athletes and spectators and all that, you might be like, okay, that's a concern. I also think this is a concern because if Beijing has a lot to lose by being open about some of their cases, then where's the transparency going to be? And we need transparency. We needed it a year and a half ago, but we need it now moving forward. We have a virus that originated in a country, and the country, if I could tell you what their overall death rate, now mind you, they're a country of 1.4 billion, and I don't wish any country having any deaths from this. But considering the pandemic started there, and they, and the world globally has had 4 million deaths, I think China has only reported about 4,900 deaths total. And that number hasn't changed in months. In fact, China has been one of the countries that has done the best in terms of COVID. So it starts to make you wonder, well, wait a second, what's going on with these cases? Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second, what about the World Health Organization? Aren't they on it? Aren't they counting the cases? I don't know. I think the World Health Organization is overwhelmed. China is claiming they've only had 91,000 COVID cases since the start of the pandemic. Now, I think December 2019 is when they revealed they had about 80,000 cases. So you're telling me, in all this time, only 11,000 more cases. Maybe China's lucky. China might just be lucky. But am I the only one that thinks this is really, really odd? And so my concern is, because the Beijing Olympics is coming up, we're going to still not, we're going to hear no cases, no deaths, we're good, we're good, we're good. Now, meanwhile, one news outlet did report that there is a little village, I believe, that is on lockdown. Residents of Ruili, a city in the Yunnan province with a population of about 270,000, they have recently locked down because they have faced a fourth wave. So we know COVID's there. But the next concern I have is if they do, in order to recoup any losses on Olympics, say, guys, we're open. People flock to Beijing. Stuff happens there that isn't transparent. Now the Beijing Olympics could be then a new hotspot for things to get back out there in the world by then March and April of 2022. So just, I hope the Olympic people are all over this. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
C Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A falling tree killed a person in Florida as Tropical Storm Elsa moved through Wednesday, and 11 people were injured in Georgia when a suspected tornado touched down at a submarine base. Almost all of the injuries at Naval Submarine Base Kings Bay were classified as condition green, meaning not life-threatening. The storm continues up the I-95 corridor today with 45-mile-an-hour winds and heavy rain. The mayor of Miami-Dade in Florida told reporters on Wednesday that emergency crews that have been working around the clock to find survivors in the Surfside building collapse have refused to leave the site despite being told they could go home. The site is now in recovery mode. Wisconsin's governor, Democrat Tony Evers, this month vetoed legislation that would restrict county clerks and the state election commission from accepting private funding for administering elections. He said he vetoed the bill because he objects to restrictions on local governments potentially using supplemental funding for election administrations. USA Radio News. The coronavirus worldwide surpasses a grim milestone Wednesday. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The global death toll from COVID-19 has passed 4 million, according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. leads the world with a little more than 600,000 deaths, followed by India and Brazil. The grim milestone coming as cases and deaths have fallen off in the U.S. and Europe, but are rising in other areas, like Indonesia, where vaccination rates remain low, and variants like the Delta strain are spreading quickly. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Rocky.
The Tampa Bay Lightning in the National Hockey League are this year's Stanley Cup winners.
Lightning strikes twice! The Tampa Bay Lightning win their second straight Stanley Cup!
Tampa Bay beat the Montreal Canadiens 1-0 in Game 5 on NBC to take the cup home for the second time in 2 years. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Alright guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Elsa, moving pretty quickly, but sadly not without death and destruction. Elsa is spreading heavy rain from the southeast into the mid-Atlantic. The tropical storm warnings have been extending way up into the northeast. It is moving through the southeast after it made its Florida landfall, and it continues to track the southeast. Late Wednesday morning, near Stytehatchee, Florida, and I'm mispronouncing these, I apologize, 75 miles southeast of Tallahassee, but moving northeast. As of midday today, Elsa is about 80 miles southwest of Raleigh, North Carolina. A buoy near Sunset Beach, North Carolina, measured a sustained wind of 40 miles per hour with gusts up to 58 miles per hour. So still in the tropical storm realm, but not necessarily hurricane level. What makes this storm obviously concerning is one, it's one of the first major storms, and we aren't really sure about the preparation. One thing about COVID and us staying home, and, you know, it's started to kind of change the way we do things. And so many people, let's say for when hurricanes come, they have a plan on, okay, you know, we're going to go visit mom or we're going to go visit my sister. And summertime, you know, like, all right, well, this is where we're going. And travel has changed. Now that travel is open, travel is an absolute cluster from what I'm hearing. Thousands upon thousands of flights canceled, overpriced tickets. You don't get fed. Some of them don't even want to give you a drink on the plane. It's just they're overwhelmed. And I don't blame the flight attendants. It's just these airlines have made all these rules to save money. And so people are hungry. They're trying to eat the chips. I'm pretty frustrated. Even first class isn't getting food. And, you know, flights are getting canceled. There's not enough pilots that are coming back to work. Many pilots are thinking of early retirement. And so my concern is those people that are thinking, you know what, we don't want to be around the storm surge or the flood. Let's leave. They might not be able to have that sort of ease at leaving like they were able to pre-COVID. So, you know, we're definitely watching the storm. In addition to the tropical storm warnings, we also are concerned about tornadoes. Currently, tropical storm warnings extend from South Carolina to Massachusetts. Tropical storm conditions, are winds above 39 miles per hour, going to spread along much of the East Coast through Friday. Now, Elsa will remain a tropical storm. They think it could strengthen some as it moves near the East Coast. Hopefully it will not become a hurricane. Then it's going to track through the southeast from North Carolina, to southeast Virginia through Thursday night, and then quickly to the northeast up Friday. Okay, we're talking about hiccups. Okay, we got to talk about hiccups. This is ridiculous. Okay. All right, so how do we get rid of hiccups? All right. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Call in and tell me how you get rid of your hiccups. This is how I get rid of my hiccups. It's very hard to do on air. But what I do is I drink water while breathing. Now, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to eat and breathe at the same time. You're not supposed to drink and breathe at the same time. But it is the only thing that helps me with the hiccups. That or trying to burp. So I can try to burp myself. I don't think I can. If I burp myself on air, I don't really know what that does for ratings, so I'm going to try not to. I really try to be careful having any sort of gas on air. That just will live with you. I mean, somebody's going to snapshot the video and have that all over. But for hiccups, man, those will go on and on for hours. Whew. Oh, what starts hiccups? If you eat too fast, if you swallow a lot of air, if you talk too much like I do. So what works for me is I drink water as I slowly breathe through my nose, and I drink very little sips of water, but I don't stop. And then all of a sudden, it stops. I'll try that on break. But in the meantime, you guys are going to have to deal with my hiccups. All right, so back to Elsa. Most of Elsa's impacts, rain, wind, coastal flooding, surge, tornado threats will occur along and to the east and south of the track of Elsa's center. Rainfall is expected to be about 2 to 4 inches, with isolated totals across central and eastern North Carolina into southeastern Virginia, as well as from the mid-Atlantic into New England. All of these areas could see at least localized flash flooding from Elsa's heavy rainfall. Now, one meteorologist told me that they are concerned about these tropical storms, and we talked about the types of damage that even a hurricane level one could do. But the ground is different on the East Coast. Remember I told you the West is getting drier, and to me, the East Coast is getting wetter? And so you start to wonder if even a milder storm is enough to cause more flooding than would have been expected. You know, people hear 2 to 4 inches. In Nevada, if we got 2 to 4 inches, even if there is flooding, I mean, we would be doing the rain dance. We would be thanking the Lord. We just don't get enough rain. And we are in some dire straits. Salt Lake is losing water. Our Lake Mead is losing water. Lake Powell in Arizona losing water. So you're telling us that we get 2 to 4 inches. Yeah, we're probably not going to be prepared, but, you know, we'll just get our bathing suits on and we'll be like, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Not for areas that always get hit with hurricanes and storms and all that. You'd think they'd be ready. But after a while, there's only so much man-made structures can manage. And then the wind. Tropical storm conditions are expected over portions of North Carolina Thursday morning. Strong gusts will occur in thunderstorms or heavier bands of rain near the coast. Tropical storm conditions will arrive Thursday afternoon and evening along the Mid-Atlantic coast. So the tornadoes. The chance of an isolated tornado threat could spread into the eastern Carolinas and southeast Virginia on Thursday. The threat of a tornado or two may continue into Thursday night, into Friday, all the way up to New England. So that's not good. Elsa started as a tropical depression 5. Remember Elsa, so that's the fifth letter in the alphabet. But it's the third named storm to the United States. It formed last Wednesday night when it was about 1,000 miles east of the Windward Islands, and then it became a tropical storm within 6 hours. It is the earliest forming fifth named storm in the satellite area. The oldest on record is held by Edward, which developed a year ago on the evening of July 5th. Remember I told you 2020 was a record year? We don't want 2021 to be a record year, and it looks like we're following a little closely. We started with an earlier hurricane season, so hopefully it doesn't continue. We don't need any sort of remnants of 2020. Sadly, I believe a tree crashed onto somebody. Three had died in the Caribbean, but there's one dead in Florida. We believe I think it was lightning or the winds of a tree caused it to crash. And that's, you know, I live in an area where we don't really have a lot of trees. We have cacti, and the cacti are pretty sturdy against the wind because they're big and fat and watery, and they have spikes. So if it does fall, you know, I guess it just kind of spikes into the ground. But unfortunately, a falling tree killed a person in Florida as it moved through the state. 11 people were injured in Georgia when a suspected tornado touched down at the submarine base. They say all of the injuries at the naval submarine base, Kings Bay, were classified as condition green, meaning not life-threatening. Base spokesman Scott Bassett said a woman was listed as condition yellow because she's pregnant. Now, the suspected tornado, which is thought to be related to the tropical storm, touched down around 5:50 p.m., you don't really see a lot of tornadoes on the coast. They say no submarines were damaged, but there was damage to recreational vehicles in the base RV park and reports of damage to buildings. So, guys, you know, Godspeed. I understand that there's been a lot of, you know, looting and hoarding and things like that because of COVID. I understand prices are up with a lot of things, but we are expecting a pretty nasty season. And with that could be power outages. With that could be lack of ability to, you know, get your medications, get food. So, follow CDC guidelines and the NOAA guidelines on how to prepare. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, guys. Oh, my hiccups are God. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I very rarely disagree publicly with Dr. Fauci. Until now. And I've been very, very understanding of his role. I've been very understanding about it's not an easy position. I think he has busted his butt since the beginning of this. But I think there were some things he probably shouldn't have done. And I also think that role maybe shouldn't have been the role that it was. Because it's very hard to balance honest-to-God medicine, saying it like it is, and then being in public and being a spokesperson and being on TV. So I understand that he's had a difficult, difficult job. I can't hold my tongue on the latest thing he's done, though, because this is so wrong and it's actually going to hurt the vaccination process that I'm starting to wonder what the heck he's doing. So, Dr. Fauci, I believe he was being interviewed, I think this was on MSNBC, and of course now my computer is quiet. Okay. Let me pull this up. So, Dr. Fauci, I believe, and again, I don't know exactly where the interview was, says that if you have been vaccine hesitant, quit making a political statement. His quote is, "So you know you've got to ask, what is the program?" He says, "Here we have a vaccine that's highly, highly effective in preventing disease and certainly in preventing severe disease and hospitalization. It's easy to get, it's free, it's readily available. So you know you've got to ask, what is the problem?" He says, "Get over it. Get over this political statement. Just get over it and try to save the lives of yourself and your family." And then I think there was also an additional quote on the political statement aspect of it. Now, I don't think he understands who's being vaccine hesitant and why. If somebody is concerned about a vaccine and you accuse them of being a Trumper, there's no way you're going to engage him and then educate them and then enlist them. I talk about the three E's. There is no way. You lost them. And so I am licensed in multiple states. I'm licensed in Mississippi, Alabama, Wisconsin, multiple states. And in Mississippi and Alabama are some of the highest numbers of people that have declined the vaccine. Many of them are African American. Many of them aren't really politically one way or another. And so when you publicly make somebody feel marginalized, doctors aren't supposed to do this. This whole time when I see doctors online suggesting marginalization, discrimination, bullying, certain tactics to get people to get the vaccine. I'm like, where did you go to medical school? Are you kidding me? So, and I cannot stand, the one thing I really cannot stand about this country, and I love my country, but the one thing I cannot stand is if you have a personal choice or feeling, you get branded something that then makes you look bad. So if basically where this goes is if what Fauci is saying is if you are not getting the vaccine, you're being political, you're siding with Trump, you're siding with the Republicans, and you're then in a group that part of the country thinks is evil or racist or whatever. Where did all that come from? So then, what if a woman chooses to have an abortion? Does that mean she's a Bernie Sanders fan? Does that mean she's a Biden fan? That means that somebody choosing an abortion is making a personal decision, whether we agree with it or not, and it's not supposed to reflect on political values. There are Catholics that are anti-abortion. They're pro-life. That doesn't mean they're Republican. Some of them are Democrat. I know Democratic Catholics. So I don't understand where politics got injected into this. Now, people feel that the majority of those who are not getting vaccinated are those who support President Trump. Well, apparently on WebMD, there's a poll that looked at resistance of the vaccines and who seems to be the most resistant. And the study looked at working age adults, because workplace outbreaks and spread of infection from workers to customers are public health threats. So they looked at working age adults. And they found that the working age adults were actually more hesitant than non-working age adults. Even though vaccine hesitancy dropped, it's still, they believe, at about 22%. They found that 48%, I apologize, this computer is really driving me crazy. They said, even though pharmacists were the least hesitant, the highest hesitancy were medical assistants, emergency medical technicians, home health, nursing, psychiatric, personal care aides. The highest hesitancies might not be political ideology, but in people of work industries. Now, somebody could say, well, why? Why would somebody in a hospital or an ENT, why would somebody? Well, because when, I don't know if you remember, when the vaccine first happened, and it happened in hospital settings, and people were collapsing or having anaphylaxis rarely, somebody at the hospital sees that, they're like, I'm going to pass. So I don't hear anybody, right, singing Trump's praises or Biden's praises in that. I see somebody going to, I'm going to pass. It could also be that people in the healthcare field have seen more vaccine-related side effects. So they're going to be the more hesitant. They also found people in fishing, people in construction, people in oil, mining, educators even. They're about 10% of educators were vaccine hesitant. Now, some people can say, well, aren't teachers more on the Democratic side of the spectrum? Just quit doing that. You can't say doctors are Republicans and lawyers are Democrat. You can't do that. You might see certain trends, but there's a lot of Democratic doctors out there. There's a lot of Republican lawyers. So I don't understand how a doctor as Dr. Fauci, who I really respect and I credit for trying to calm down America throughout all this, I don't understand why he would make a statement like that, which basically goes against us as physicians, our creed. We would never marginalize somebody's choice and diminish it as a political statement. It's almost insulting their intelligence. I'm pro-vaccine, but there are side effects. So if I want to read up on a vaccine, you're going to blame me for being political? I don't get the credit for wanting to educate myself? What if some people in Mississippi and Alabama don't have access to a doctor? So they're afraid that if they do get a side effect, where do they go? What if it's because some people don't have health insurance? And they're afraid that if they do get a side effect, or if they feel icky for a few days, they're going to either be charged a bunch at the hospital or lose money working? Where did this idea that, well, it's because they're probably pro-Trump? That makes no sense. Which means anybody listening to that is like, wait, you're trying to shame me so I don't look Republican and to get the vaccine? That's just wrong. It's probably one of the worst moves I've seen him make. Very wrong, and I think he needs to take that back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.